Chris Salcedo.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on warranty. Washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.
His name's William Goodenough. He's the author of this book, The Three Concepts of Climate Change is AGW, that's Anthropomorphic Global Warming, Politics or Science. He's a technical analyst with decades of experience in scientific analysis of computer systems, control systems, pneumatic systems, power distribution systems, automated processes, and hydraulic systems. Basically, he holds a bachelor's degree in electric engineering, and he knows what he's doing. Mr. Goodenough, welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show here on The Blaze.
Well, good morning.
And to you as well, sir. Look, this we don't see much published work from those who give voice to really the scam that man-made global warming is. I have long suspected, judging by the solutions put out by the progressive left, the reason why we have this perpetuation of this myth is that they seek to control. They seek us to voluntarily abandon our rights and our liberties and our money. And you actually pose some questions in this book that I hope you could address. Why does the greenhouse warming gang not want you to know? Well, what do they not want you to know about climate change? So what don't they want us to know?
They don't want us to know that, first of all, that Earth temperature is not changing in any peculiar way, and that CO2, it follows temperature changes on Earth. It doesn't follow individuals, and it doesn't follow a CO2 regimen.
You know, that's such a key component too, because I have seen scientific studies that don't get a lot of press and don't get a lot of airplay that say that it is the solar cycles, it is the wobble of the Earth that sets up the Earth to get heated, and then as the heat happens, it liberates more CO2 from the Earth's oceans, and that's what deals with that. That's what is the result of the rise of natural CO2 in our atmosphere. It's not the other way around, that man is releasing CO2, thus it creates warming. Is there starting to be more scientific consensus surrounding the former and not the latter?
First of all, what happens is when we get more heating from the sun, either the Earth becoming closer to the sun during an orbit, or the sun's actual change. The sun changes, and some years it puts out more energy than other years, and it does this in cycles. So we rather follow cycles. But what happens is, when there's more sun, then we get more melting snow that has been reflecting the sun, and the Earth itself, all the greenery of Earth, absorbs the sun. So we have a really effect at the CO2 follows temperature changes of the Earth.
Okay. William Goodenough is my guest right now. He is the author of The Three Concepts of Climate Change is AGW, Anthropomorphic Global Warming, Politics or Science. Now, there's a story that came out this week, Mr. Goodenough, approximately 300 people, including scientists, engineers like yourself, and other experts, about half with doctorate degrees, petitioned the United States House Science Committee Chairman Lamar Smith, a Republican from Texas, right where I'm broadcasting from, to carefully investigate suspiciously overheated climate temperature book cooking by NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. Let me give a list here. Of the signers of this letter, 25 were climate or atmospheric scientists, 23 were geologists, 51 were engineers like you, Mr. Goodenough, 74 physicists, and 12 economists. Their complaint is that NOAA, our government, is cooking the books on these temperature sensors around to basically advance this whole idea of man-made global warming. So in essence, the United States government is lying to us. So you ask this question, too, in your book. Why do they not want us to know what the reality is? So given that story that's just in this week, answer the question for us. Why don't they want us to know the truth?
What they are really doing is trying to get control of the political control of Earth's energy. And that energy we've been successfully using for years as inexpensive, good fuel. And that fuel stimulates our economies. It makes everything grow. And the political process felt they were not getting enough money out of it. So in taxes now, we come up with carbon credits. The carbon credits are due to cost us trillions of dollars before it's over.
Yeah. And again, at the end of the day, and this is why I suspect, Mr. Goodenough, that the agenda of the American left, actually the worldwide left, extremist liberals all over this globe, when you ask, okay, so you say that man is causing global warming, what's your solution? They say, taxes! Taxes! And that seems to be a big indication to me about what their agenda is. William Goodenough is my guest. Three concepts of climate change is AGW, politics, or science. And I imagine that your solution as you explore in this book is that it's very much politics. Is that correct?
Yes. But the climate is changing for a totally different reason. It's a periodic change, magnetically forced.
Explain that.
Well, what happens is right now we have the magnetic North Pole that left Canada approximately 30 or 40 years ago, and it is going all the way to Russia. And that magnetic North Pole was drawing, it draws the cold air from the geophysical pole, and it drew it down to Canada. And that's all moving now to Russia. So our climate in the United States has to change to adapt to the new North Pole location.
Interesting. Well, okay. And so, I've never heard that theory before. That's fascinating. Okay, William Goodenough is his name. The book is The Three Concepts of Climate Change. Is AGW, politics, or science? I imagine, sir, that they can pick it up from Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the usual suspects?
Yes, everywhere.
All right. Sir, thanks for carving out time for the Salcedo Show this weekend on The Blaze.
Well, thank you for the time.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.